You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. If you have a serious work-related injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO, Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns! Nathan Zagura, Jason Gibbs with you here on this Wednesday afternoon of the Combine Week. Getting underway in Indianapolis. I'll be heading out there and we'll do the shows tomorrow and Friday from Indianapolis at the Combine. A little bit of news.
Are you leaving after the show?
I'm leaving after the show, that's right.
Or where are you going to dinner tonight?
I don't know what time I'm going to get there. I'm going to leave a little bit later. I don't know if I'm going to make dinner tonight, but I got to get myself into St. Elmo somehow.
I was going to say, that is the hot spot this week. Forget about the dome. It's all about St. Elmo Steakhouse.
It certainly is, and their legendary spicy cocktail sauce.
And supposedly that's where meetings are happening and deals are getting done.
That's right. That's where it's going. The Browns sign Varma Soni. Defensive back, general manager Ray Farmer has just made the announcement. He's a 5'8", 180-pounder officially in his first NFL season out of Northern Iowa. Spent the final 2 weeks of the 2014 season on Tampa Bay's practice squad. Also appeared in 17 games last year with the Portland Thunder of the Arena Football League and recorded 9 interceptions. So he has joined the Browns. So you've got that going on there. All right. big news. What would you ask Ray Farmer? What would you ask Mike Pettine, Gibbs? We've been asking people that. We'll get some of those. We have some of those questions coming in on Twitter. We also want to get those phone calls, 216-578-0850, more on the Browns' Mount Rushmore as well. Teet says, Brown, Graham, Groza, and Bernie.
Bernie getting some love.
Bernie's getting some love. Bernie's kind of iconic. Here's one from Kyle May. Joe Thomas, Otto Graham, Jim Brown, and Paul Warfield. So there's our first look at Paul Warfield. Thought he would get some love. Brian Hoover's got Otto Graham, Jim Brown, Ozzie Newsome, and Marion Motley, who I've educated myself on. Apologize for that. Here's one that I think is very good from Robert Amos.
I was just going to say it.
Greg Little, Sean Thompson, Bo Bell, and Ben Gay.
Why you got to hate on Sean Thompson?
He was decent out of the –
Yeah, Sean Thompson was okay. Little couldn't catch a cold.
No, he could not.
He liked to talk a lot.
Our guy Jeff Levy's got Jim Brown, Clay Matthews, Otto Graham, and Bernie with Lou Groza getting an honorable mention. Mikey Morey, Otto Graham, Jim Brown, Lou Groza, and Joe Thomas. That's a tough one. Paul Warfield, the kid, continues to lobby me on text on Paul Warfield's behalf. He's getting very excited about him right now.
Really?
Yes, he certainly is. We've got to go to the phone lines, 216-578-0850. Larry in Cleveland, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Nathan?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay for old man.
All right, good. I'm glad to hear you hanging in there. What's going on today?
Okay, I want to ask you, who would you draft? What is the biggest need that you think the Browns should take care of?
So with the two first-round picks, what would I do if I was the general manager? If I was a GM with the first two picks, I would select one of, in this order, Kevin White, Amari Cooper, Devontae Parker, at 12. Now, if Danny Shelton falls there, and I would probably go White or Cooper for sure if they're there, maybe not Parker. I want to come out of there with a defensive lineman and a wide receiver. Now, a guy who's starting to gain some steam for me as I start to watch him, and the kid will love this from the blue, is Devin Funchess, because I think he can become a Jimmy Graham, Rob Gronkowski. You can flex him out wide if you need to, but I think if you put him in the slot, you're going to get a ton of production. He can be kind of your pass-catching tight end. I think he has an opportunity to really make a serious impact for this team, for this passing game. Would be a great big target for Johnny Manziel. I think if you could get him in the middle of the field and get another guy in the draft who's 6 foot or above with some speed, or in free agency, Torrey Smith, a vertical guy on the outside, you put Funchess in the middle with a guy like Andrew Hawkins as well working, I think you have all of a sudden a pretty solid pass-catching group, and I think he could be somebody that could make a big, big impact immediately.
I would agree with that, man. You got to get someone that can get down the field, and someone who's big, and someone you're not afraid to lob the ball to. Because keep in mind, it doesn't, as much as we talk about Brian Hoyer and his chances of coming back, you know, I would put Jordan Cameron's chances of coming back at slim right now. And there's another big body that used to be able to go up and get the football. And you've got to get a big body in there, and then you've got to get line help. If anything, we learned from the Dallas Cowboys, other than the fact that Tony Romo's terrible, is the fact that they shored up their lines, and look how good a season they had. Maybe it's not DeMarco Murray. It's not, you know, it's not Tony Romo. it's shoring up those lines, and look how good and how much better they were this year.
So just as I had said this, and we talked about this right now, guess what? Daniel Jeremiah just released his mock draft 2.0. He has the Browns at number 12 taking Malcolm Brown, a defensive tackle. And then at number 19, wouldn't you know, Devin Funchess.
Do you like Funchess? I'm not sold on Funchess.
I do. I do. I think he could be. I think he's got. I think he could be Jimmy Graham.
Really?
I do.
So you're going to line him up at tight end.
I think he could be Jimmy Graham. So I'm going to line him up flex. I'm going to line him up out wide. I'm going to line him up all over the place. But yeah, I think he could be a Jimmy Graham pass catching type of a tight end. You've already got guys in Dre and Barnage. When you go two tight ends who can be your blockers, like
I agree.
When you look at New Orleans, they often have the two tight ends out there. But if you're going in a strict passing attack, yeah, you can put Funchess in one slot, put Hawk in the other slot, and then you've got receivers on the outside. So I think he is someone who would be versatile, would help in the middle of the field, would give, you know, Johnny Manziel or whoever is the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, because right now you can't say Johnny Manziel, whoever, let's just say whoever the quarterback of the Browns is, a nice big target and give them some size. Now, if Rodney Smith, who runs a 4.5 40 at 6'5", can develop and you continue to see what he has an opportunity to become, you know, maybe he becomes a Charles Johnson type this year for this team, and you all of a sudden have size on the outside, now you have size on the interior. I think Funchess could be a big-time player for this team, and I think he's versatile because you can line him up out wide and take advantage of his size mismatches against smaller corners, and then you can put him in the slot and have him run past linebackers and safeties all day long.
But again, if you're,
I'm starting to get into him. I started to really watch him and get into him, and I think that he really has an opportunity to be an impact player.
I think there's some questions on work ethic a little bit. And here's my question: if you're going to line him up at tight end, then he's got to put on weight. If you're going to line him up at wide receiver, he might need to lose a few pounds, though. Like what? I just worry about the tweener in the first round. Yeah, that scares me a little bit.
I don't mind it. 6'5", 230. I think he's got mismatch caliber size. To me, he's somebody that could be – he could end up being good in that role. Now, I don't know if he's the right guy for this offense. I don't know if, you know, he's a guy that's going to be better off, you know, in a dome type of a situation. It'll be interesting to see what he runs at the combine. He was dropping the ball a lot last year. He wasn't playing as big as he could. But I think that was – he also had some horrific quarterback play at Michigan. I think the kid would certainly would agree with that. I think he's got an opportunity, though, to be something in the NFL, and he's a guy who's rising. People think that he's going to come out and athletically wow at the combine.
I mean, that's going to be the big question, because did he not have a good senior or a good last year in college because he didn't care, because the Michigan team was so bad? Did he just quit on that team? That's what I need to see. Or are you going to play through it and play hard and just, you know, it wasn't your fault that certain things were happening the way they were happening. And I think that's been the rap on him as things have developed here into the off season. And as we get ready for the draft, is what is his attitude like? Is he a guy that's going to fight when the going gets tough, or is he just going to pack it in and say, I'll see you next year?
It's interesting. People are split on him, and that's one of the things. Dane Brugler, who we've had on the show many times from CBS, is not a big Funchess guy because he, you know, he thinks he could disappear. We'll play small, as some of our tweeters have pointed out. Other people love him. He is a guy that I think, as you look at the evolution of the NFL, has that opportunity to be, you know, that mismatch type guy. Move him to tight end. He's got the receiver speed and moves, and I think he could be good. Will he be able to block? Does he hold up at the point of attack? That's something that would remain to be seen, but I think he's versatile and could add a lot to what this team is trying to do offensively.
And we just had a guy tweet at us. He played tight end his first two seasons, had to play wide receiver in Michigan last year. So was he playing a position? Was he playing a position he didn't want to play? That's my question.
There are two types of tight ends in the NFL. Jimmy Graham is not blocking anybody. Okay.
Correct.
You're not worried about that. You're loving having him on your team because of what he is able to do from a mismatch standpoint. So that's why you would bring in a guy like Devin. You're not bringing him in to become a primary blocker, et cetera. You're going to have a second blocking tight end, which is what Jim Dre is for this team, and Gary Barnes can do a little bit of both. So I also think if Jordan Cameron doesn't come back, the guys that are in free agency, the guys that I like, in my opinion, like, I love Charles Clay. So Charles Clay could come in and can do a little bit of everything. He can line up in the backfield for you. You wouldn't need to have a fullback because he's done that for Miami. He can catch the football a little bit for you. He can run. He can block for you. Whereas there's nobody. Jordan Cameron was primarily a receiver. Funchess would be a cheaper, younger, bigger, probably faster Jordan Cameron. So that's what you're looking at there. It's not like Jordan Cameron.
I don't know if I want to make that comparison. I don't know if he's as good as Jordan Cameron.
As a pass catcher?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know yet, but I know he could come at a significantly cheaper price point.
Is he a first-round talent?
Everybody's got him going in the first round now. I'm just based on the stuff that I've heard from a few people, he's somebody that is expected to absolutely blow the doors off this combine. But does that mean anything? The kid who is as honest and objective a Michigan fan as there is in terms of his critiques of the team said, Funchess is the only good player in the maize and blue the last 2 years, big frame. He said, I'll take him. So that's
I like guys with a big frame.
That's yeah. All right. When we come back, we will continue this discussion. We'll take more of your phone calls, 216-578-0850. What would you do? It was a good question. What do you want to ask Ray Farmer? What do you want to ask Mike Pettine? Who's on your Browns Mount Rushmore? Keep it coming here. Nathan Zagura, Jason Gibbs, ESPN 850, WKNR. Come with me now. Come with me now.